です。
A technical problem that the technique is the tech team is on. There are currently 100,000 people in the system who are enrolling, and there is no problem for them to enroll. We saw people lining up around the block this weekend. 2.9 million visits to the website this weekend, and last week alone we saw more calls to the call centers than in all of February. No one expected us to come back from the brink.
All right, come back from the brink, has it? That's Obamacare, and that would be the man at the White House, Jay Carney. What do you think, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're taking your pulse with what else? The biggest story in the last 4 years, and that is your health and my health and where we're headed for the future, especially with the amount of people who are aging. And how big that population is going to be, and the marketplace is toppling in a much different direction. So it's about the numbers. Were the numbers manipulated? Are the numbers where they're supposed to be? Are there problems with the coverage that for some people it's more like catastrophic? The way it's been told to me, and I have gotten the most emails I've gotten on anything, frankly, here on America Tonight, is for many of you, it's been nightmarish because you're right there hanging by your nails onto the middle class. That's your label. You're hanging onto the middle class, right? So you make just enough that you're not poverty stricken, but you don't make enough that you're living pretty well and you have lots of extra money to put away. That's not really the case. You got to scrape a little bit to try to do that. So what happens is that's the people that are being squeezed by Obamacare. If you're not making a ton of money, it's awesome because you get coverage and it doesn't cost you hardly anything. Of course, then you have the same problem. How are you scraping together whatever the little amount is compared to the others who are slapped with higher fees and are paying more for prescriptions and are finding this just nightmarish. And I think some of that has just begun. The glitches at healthcare.gov with the deadline now coming and going got even bigger. They're still saying, you know, 7 million, we were almost there, and this will iron itself out. In the meantime, Congress passed a bill to stop the cut in payments to Medicare doctors. That's good news. The reason that's good news is because if they didn't do that, your doctor might have been in the soup with this. The vote in the Senate was 64-35. So it sends that measure to delay the cuts for a year to Obama. He'll just sign it. The House passed it last week. It's $21 billion, so it basically pushes off a 24% cut in Medicare reimbursements to docs and extends dozens of other expiring health care provisions like higher payment rates for rural hospitals, blah, blah, blah. And what's happened is it's just, once again, it's a crazy temporary patch. But the problem was they messed up with Medicare and the doctors and all the paperwork. So some of those doctors were just going to say, forget it. And even if you weren't using Medicare, it was going to affect their practice enough that your doctor, who you trust, who you like, was going to say, later, I'm deep sixing this. And it's so tough when somebody has a relationship with you and knows you, let's just say, inside and out, especially if you've gone to them for a long time. Going to a new doctor is the worst. I mean, they can be great doctors, but they don't know what's affected you year after year after year. So the Senate Finance Committee Chair, Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, promised to keep pushing for a long-term solution. Mm-hmm. And is proposing to use savings from the troop drawdown to pay the cost. Republicans and budget experts say savings are phony, and they're demanding at least some of the money to come from cuts to the Affordable Care Act. I think that's a good idea. Use some of the money to flow from that direction. because what are the war savings? What war savings? We spent a fortune, so there are no war savings to pay for that, and that's what the problem is. So there were groups that represented other doctors, including the American Medical Association, who didn't like the legislation because they say it sets back the effort for a permanent solution, and in that sense, they are right. But once again, they didn't have a permanent solution. So at least you're not going to lose that doctor. It is not it's not the answer, absolutely not. Because we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. We keep doing that, and it's so scary. Because it's really how our legislation flows, isn't it? How about if we pass less laws, but we really refine them so they work pretty good? There's an idea. Maybe if we focused on a few things, then they would be more perfected, let's say, as they hit the street instead of being fraught with problems, and you have to do the redo again and again and again and again and again. So it is true. What they're saying is the war cuts, the money that would be cut then from the budget, that's baloney. And we still have the problem of what are we going to do with the Medicare fee service system? Because, of course, you have lots of problems with fraud, too. And they got to start working on it. That's the answer. You got to start working on it now so that we don't get back into this situation again next year. Because it'll be the same thing. It'll be the same thing over and over and over again, and we won't get away from it until we're just drowning. And it's just like the deficit. Eventually, you just close your eyes because you don't even remember what it is anymore. I think I said one time on the show, boy, in my lifetime, it's not going to hit $17 trillion. Boy, is I wrong. I thought there would definitely be some backpedaling, because how far can you go? So you can't afford it anymore. I mean, we're there. So at least there's a Band-Aid for the doctors that you want to preserve that for many of you. But it's not a long-term solution, and there is no really money that's going to be all of a sudden thrown in to pay for that. It's not going to happen. I mean, the question is, was the Affordable Care Act at this point in time, because I know a lot of people will tell me, listen, you're going to have this kind of a law, you're going to have problems with it. Was it worth it? Another glitch, like I said, prevented people from filing applications. They did bring in a technical team that was able to solve it. They had that whole thing of error messages that came up when people started to try to use it. I guess they had more than 100,000 people trying to use it at once at noon. But they say in Washington, well, that's good news. But the reoccurring problems with the website certainly is not good news. And how do they think they're going to have everyone enrolled and make sure they're paying? They don't even know that at this point. Officially, the number they say is more than 6 million that have signed up for private insurance plans since October 1st through the federal and state Obamacare exchanges. How about you? Did you sign up? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Come up with an elaborate ruse for the radio show, but then I thought better of it. We've tried those over the years, and they've fallen flat. April Fools, you got to be really good to pull the same stunts over and over again. Although there are some, it depends on where you are. If it's friends that are, and you've done it a few times, then they're gonna know. But there are some pranks that you can pull on people that still seem to work. I mean, usually they're cornball-y things. There's even a museum full of April Fool's jokes. It's like, are you kidding me? Who goes to a museum of April Fool's jokes? And I don't know where it is. So somebody sent me the link, and it was in England, of course. But I thought they were pulling my leg, but apparently there is some such thing, I guess. I don't know. I was looking up all-time big-time pranks that somebody tried to pull off, and this was a pretty good one, I have to say. This was in the 90s, and I actually remember this. And probably it's because I'm from this area, but Taco Bell took out a full-page ad that was in all the big newspapers on April 1st, 1996. They said they had bought the Liberty Bell, and they were renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. So people were so upset, gullible people that thought it was true, were all calling the historic park in Philly where the bell was being housed to say they were furious about it. And they only seemed to calm down when Taco Bell revealed a few hours later that it was just a practical joke. And at the time, and I was reading up on this again, they said the best line of the day happened when the White House press secretary, you know, we started off with Jay Carney, the current White House press secretary, but when the White House press secretary at the time, Mike McCurry, was asked about the sale, he said that he heard that the Lincoln Memorial had also been sold and that it would be now known as the Ford Lincoln Mercury Memorial. So that's good. That was pretty clever. He played into that. I think that's good because Taco Bell was smart. They knew they would get some publicity because people would freak out and they would think that was ridiculous, especially time of the when everything was being, the ballparks and stuff were being renamed, which they are now, to have company names on them for naming rights. So it wouldn't be necessarily ridiculously far-fetched that somebody would, that a company like Taco Bell would buy the Liberty Bell. Speaking of fast food and April 1st jokes, Burger King also took a page out of Taco Bell's book, and they had a full-time advertisement announcing the introduction of a new item to their menu, because you know how they're always trying to do that. So that's not that far-fetched. They called it the left-handed Whopper, that it was specially designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans. So the new Whopper had the same ingredients as the original Whopper, but all the condiments were rotated 180 degrees for the benefit of the left-handed customers. So the following day, Burger King had a full release again, and they followed it up saying that although the left-handed Whopper was a hoax, thousands of customers had went into the restaurants and they requested the new sandwich. And then there was people that said that they hoped that they wouldn't do away with the right-handed burgers, that because they were catering to the left hand, should they be worried that it would go by the boards and everybody would have to stick to what was being put on the burgers in a different direction? That's crazy. And of course, with radio, as I said, it's tough to pull off the radio hoax. And I've done them. I've done them before. In fact, I'll tell you the best hoax that I pulled off coming up. But before we do that, let's go to Dan in Texas. This is the joke man. He's probably pulled off a few April Fool's pranks in his time. Hey, Dan.
Well, I've got a few things I want to talk to you about. But first off, I once went into a large grocery store in Smith River, California, and talked the girl into letting me use the QA system. And I announced, attention Walmart shoppers, you're in the wrong store.
You're in the wrong store?
Yeah.
That works.
What do you call a left-handed boomerang that doesn't
what?
Come back?
What do you call it?
A stick.
That's good. I should have known that. That was good.
Okay. Now, this unaffordable Care Act of Obama's is just a way to have everybody equally poor. It's destroying the middle class. Some of these premiums that the people are facing are just astronomical. Sure, there's some people that get a free ride, but the rest of us have to pay for it.
Yep.
And as a result, there is going to be a revolt in this country come November, And if anybody that's got a D beside their name, your future, friend, is going to be in peril. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. That missing plane is in Iran, and we will get that plane back loaded, and it'll wipe out the entire East Coast.
Really, you think that you, I mean, listen, there's places that this could, if there, let's say there was a plane that was jimmy-rigged like that, not far-fetched that that could happen, but why the eastern part of the United States? Because the hatred is so big.
If you take out Washington, D.C. with a nuclear weapon, you'll take out also New York City. The New York City is our financial capital, and
that
is financial capital of the world. Now, also, if you take out the government in America, you'll destroy all the people that have Social Security, SSI, VA, all of those people will be destitute. They'll be scrambling to try to find some way to come up with food, and the majority of them are old. You also take care of the people that are disabled, the blind, the disabled, the helpless, and it'll turn brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor. It'll be the day of the gun, and we'll be so busy fighting amongst ourselves just trying to survive that they will have accomplished their goal. They will have eliminated Israel's number one support, and then you can go in without using bombs to take out Israel with enough Muslim troops to wipe Israel off the face of the earth once and for all and retake the Holy Land as a new part of the Muslim world domination. This is going to happen in every country in the world as soon as they gain monopoly status. They take the country over. I've seen it happen.
You haven't seen that happen. You've seen other things happen. You mean? Is that what you're talking about?
I have actually seen them take over another country. Remember Lebanon?
In the 40s
was a Christian country.
It was.
And then they had the influx of the Muslims from all over the world. France is hanging on by its bare teeth. They've got so many Muslims in the country that they're having to pass laws to protect the French citizens from the Muslim world. Now, that's enough of me on that. I don't mean to get on no diatribe here, but I'm telling you, that's the straight of it. We're going to get that plane back. They'll wait, but when the time is right, we can kiss it goodbye. And as far as Obama, that's about it. I don't even want to go there. I have no use for the man.
I like that. I don't even, tonight I'm not even going there. Thanks, Dan. All right, so you know what Dan says about the plane? I don't think it's unbelievable that somebody could take a plane, even a 777, and rig it up. But, of course, there are protections, you would think, to being able to scope that out and watching that happen because of the eyes that we have on people and places where, I mean, for goodness sake, doesn't the NSA have a net over everything? So you would think that there would be measures to stop that. And I hope so. I'm telling you, I really hope so. Stay with us.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
Coming up on America Tonight, we can count, but before we get there, it's wide open. We're going to go in a couple of different directions, but listening to what Dan said, are there really fears out there that this is it? Armageddon is going to hit us. It's just a question of when. He's right about Lebanon and what happened there. Of course, that's in the Middle East. Not as much protection. Nobody looking at their boundaries and nobody having their backs. So that switched over. And he's right. It moved from a Christian country to a Muslim country. Do you think that the march is upon us, is happening in the direction of the Muslims? Let me tell you, if I were to really pick out something to be afraid of, to be really concerned about right now, there's a couple of things I would say. And one of them, to me, a bigger fear more than anything, not fear-mongering, a bigger fear just based on the facts, is what's happening with China. And what's happening with China is, as we decrease our military, they are escalating their forces. And while they're doing that, we are inhaling all of their products, right? So you go to Walmart, and why do you go to Walmart? because it's cheaper. Why do you have to go someplace where you shop where it's cheaper? Because you're not making enough money in the first place. So as the middle class shrinks, you have to stretch your dollar as much as you can. Or you just like it because you're used to it. It's cheaper, and that's the way it goes. So you're not thinking about where it's made. So because we don't make hardly anything in America, we've lost so many jobs, so many manufacturing jobs, and we continue to lose more jobs to China. We don't even make cell phones. Did you know this? Think about that cell phone you are running around with. We don't make those cell phones. Those parts come from every place else but the United States. Mostly, they come from China. And think of how they have no regulations, none, and they make their products the way they make them, and then we say, wow, bad lead. A couple of kids died from some of these toys, or they got sick. Ooh, how's that? Why? Because they don't have any checks and balances. They don't care. They're pumping it out as fast as they can and as cheaply as they can, and there's no regulation. That's why they have some of the worst pollution in some of their cities in China, all over China. And also, because they're courting, because they have the money, right? So they're courting the businesses to go over there, so that causes the problem. We're not making any very little things in America. A lot of the manufacturing boom, in fact, the majority of it is overseas. A lot of it's in China. And then the company is making money that way. The American company is making money that way. But what happens when, as they're doing, because they're not dumb, they're latching onto the technology of the companies. They're getting the technology handed to them. What happens when they take the technology and they say, get out of here, because they're going to use that technology to make their own company? And that's what's happening. But it doesn't matter, right? So the CEO of the company thinks they see profit, 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 and they give over the secret sauce. And what happens is China then uses it against the United States because that other company can make the product cheaper, and they now have the technology. I mean, the great example is solar panels. We keep talking about, like Elon Musk, who's behind SpaceX and he's behind Tesla. He talks about making these charging stations because now Tesla's profitable and they have a waiting list for people to get the cars and they're trying to make them cheaper, but the battery's too expensive, so his cars are $100,000, these battery-operated cars. And he's talking about these charging stations that he's putting up, that he wants to put up, and he wants to use solar panels to charge the stations. So where are you getting the solar panels from? In China, that's where they make them. Because in the United States, we can't make them cheaply. We can't do it, which we know because of Solyndra and the fact that we poured money into Solyndra, which was guaranteed loans, and of course they went out of business in a very short amount of time because they could not, first of all, they couldn't compete against the Chinese because they made the panels cheaper, and then the panels were bought up en masse. So I think the thing to worry about is not so much the theories of, wow, what about attacking the Western ways, and that's what the jihadists who interpret the Quran that way, that's their goal and that's what they want to see happen. I think China is quietly undermining the United States as much as they can in a lot of different directions. That whole thing about made in America is really serious. Look around and look at the manufacturing jobs that are gone. Look at other jobs that are going to China. They're smart. They see. They take advantage. Of course they're going to open up their wallets to Americans, and then eventually they're going to close the wallets as soon as they have everything they need from the United States. All right, the other thing I would say that poses a very big risk, and it's so under our noses and it's obvious, is the situation with the drought that we're having, is water shortages, and what is that going to mean This goes into the whole thing with companies. What's that going to mean for American companies? It's funny because I just read a story about this the other day, but it's something that we've talked about before, that we've seen happening, that we know it. We're in third stage droughts in Texas and Arizona and California. They've had to pump tons of money into it because it's such a bad drought there. Well, what happens to these companies that need water and they can't, they need water supplies. They can't have a stressed water supply like Hershey. What are they going to do? AT&T talks about that. That this is a risky proposition for business in its impacting business, but it's talked about individually with neighborhoods and lawns and water usage and all of that. But what happens to the companies when they don't have access to water? It means they move. They're not going to stay in a place where they can't get the water they need to operate. That gives them the logical reason for not staying. So if plants in the U.S. face water scarcity or are stressed when it comes to water, then they're going to go outside the United States. But there are places outside the United States who are facing similar, you know, countries that are facing similar problems. But however, they think that the water eventually in the next 5 years or so will affect the profits. If it affects the profits, the bottom line, then you can bet they'll move the operation wherever they have to go because they'll look at the water table. Look at Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Where do you think they're producing some of the product? And, of course, both of those companies are vowing to conserve billions of gallons of water that's so critical to what their products are. There's pressure on the oil and gas industry because of where they operate. Dry states, they need what? Water for hydraulic fracturing or fracking. They have to have the water or they can't do that. So I think there's a crisis that's really right in our face. And it actually has been for some time. And individually it is. So, you know, it's like saying, okay, so what can you, what do you need to do to survive? I mean, here the spots, it's so true. You have to have water to survive. More than anything else, you have to have the water. That's why people stock up on water, right? And companies, they use so much of it, some of these companies, that they took it for granted. And now it, when you're talking about droughts, then you have to think about making a huge shift. AT&T, I brought them up because in an article I read, they were quoted as, you know, telling, sharing how much they use. They use 3.3 billion gallons of water. They used that much in 2012. And a third of that was used in cooling towers. So now they're looking at conserving water and seeing, well, maybe we'll be able to save money that way and maybe if we can conserve it. So that's the other thing they're trying to do. Which if they do that, that's a good thing because then that means they're not necessarily moving anywhere. And Hershey, which has to have a lot of water, they say that they reduced their water consumption from 4 billion gallons a year to a crazy number, close to 1.2 billion gallons last year, which is amazing because they were able to invest in a kind of a conservation technology that they found. But they're alert. They say there's other companies that are not thinking about that. And that's where another real crisis lies in this country. What happens when more water shortages hit and it's not just individual houses, but it's companies in America? We're counting down next. We can count.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Because it's all about the numbers, isn't it? Let's talk about a rich person, Mark Zuckerberg. Apparently he made $3.3 billion from stock. How about that? Remember the whole Facebook thing and the IPO of Facebook and, oh, it was paper money and where was it going to all end in the beginning and the end of this thing? And, of course, it's not shocking that he's made that much from his remaining stock options. What do you do with $3.3 billion? It's funny, in the break, Matt and I were talking about, what would you do if you won the lottery? Well, how many places could you possibly go and see every nook and cranny you wanted to in the world? And, of course, all over the United States. You just hit all the highlights, right? Just fly there, or drive there, or who knows, get someone to drive you there. Zuckerberg, though, gets a big tax bill with that. How much is his tax bill? So the windfall limits, even though he stopped his Facebook salary to just a buck, that's what you do. Certainly he knows the tax advantages. He started the company in 2004, believe it or not. 2012, he made $2.3 billion off the stock options. Now we're talking the last one, $3.3 billion. So now he's done with the stock options. He exercised 60 million of them last year at a price of 6 cents per share. Then he sold them Isn't this interesting? At 41.35 million shares for 55.05 apiece in December. And that was to pay for his tax bill on the gains. So, you know, they're making money hand over fist when at least, and this is the thing that's good, of course, when you're making that kind of insane, silly money, you have to give back, right? So he and his wife donated 18 million Facebook shares to Silicon Valley nonprofit. And here's the thing with that. You also have to do that because the December gift that they gave, which is valued at $1 billion, puts them at the top of the philanthropy list, and it also helps with the tax bill. Oh, to have such problems that you'd have to hire an accountant to figure out what do we need to do to make this happen so it falls in our favor. I'm not saying they're not charitable. I'm sure they are. When you have that much, shame on you when you have that much success financially if you're not doing something to give it back. But you also have to play the angles. So isn't it interesting to see what the compensation is? The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously on Monday to set aside more airwaves for unlicensed services like Wi-Fi. They say that there's so much congestion. We know that. You've had trouble, I'm sure, hooking onto Wi-Fi when you've been places. It boosts speeds for smartphones and laptops. The FCC chair, Tom Wheeler, described the action as spinning straw into gold because we are headed here in a very, very fast way. I said this in another part in the show for something different, but look around and see how many people are not looking up but looking down at whatever device they have, and they're looking for Wi-Fi, even if they're out on the streets, of course. A lot of cities have Wi-Fi because they're trying to connect. The spectrum, here's your number part. Under the FCC's order, Wi-Fi routers will have access to an additional 100 megahertz of spectrum, which is the radio frequencies that carry all wireless signals. The spectrum is the 5 gigahertz band that had been licensed to the satellite phone provider Globalstar, but the company agreed to the new rules after the FCC set interference standards. So what you need to know of all that gobbledygook is faster internet. You want faster internet and access, because we cannot get it fast enough, right? So it seems, anyway. How about this, moving along to something completely different, since we were talking about money and fame and fortune. How about hitting the lottery? I did mention that. There was a Virginia couple that hit it big in the lottery 3 times. Yep. Here's what happened. Calvin and Zatara Spencer of Portsmouth claimed their latest prize just last week, $1 million in the scratch-off game, $100 million cash extravaganza. Their streak started when they won $1 million in the March 12th Powerball drawing. They matched the first 5 numbers but missed the Powerball number itself. Then they hit it again March 26th. When Calvin won $50,000 in the Virginia Lottery's Pick 4 game with 10 tickets that had the same winning combination. And then he bought the cash extravaganza ticket and won that. That is like, you were like touched, right? Is that just pure luck? Boom. You just happen to hit it. $1 million, $50,000, $1 million in the Powerball. That is crazy. What I'd want to know, and this, of course, was not reported, is how much money did they spend on the lottery? A little bit here and there? Or obscene amounts of money? Even if they spent obscene amounts of money, you'd think it wasn't as much as what they've now won, at least in that situation. I think that would be pretty, I think that'd be pretty tough. But, you never know, right? How about this story? Completely different. Students hunting with BB guns caused a problem in Maryland on the university campus. They were in a wooded area near the school. It frightened some people. They called up and they put the school on lockdown after reports of a gunman on campus. Students and staff outside of Baltimore were told to be in a place, shelter in a place at about 2:30 in the afternoon when they got calls that there was a guy with a gun spotted at the school. So what it was two students who were just hunting in the woods near the school. That lockdown went from 2:30 to 6:45. They even canceled nighttime activities that they had planned on the campus. You know, they have a whole bunch of different things, plays and whatnot. They canceled it all. They got a pellet gun from a car on campus, and then they interviewed the two students, and there was no crime or anything like that. They were just out with their pellet guns, and it just happened to be in a wooded area that was close to that campus. Boy, it just shows you. I mean, someone sees that, and what are they doing? They're thinking quick. Boy, got to report that as fast as we can. And it was nothing of the sort. This is a sad story, and I reluctantly bring this up on this segment of America Tonight. But because so many people were looking, 5 days after police started searching for this in a very sprawling park in northeast Washington, D.C., for a missing 8-year-old, they finally found the body of a man who apparently committed suicide there. They say they know it's an adult male. It appears to be suicide. And now they're worried about 8-year-old Relisha Rudd, who was last seen on March 1st in the company of Cahill Tatum, who was a janitor at a homeless shelter where she lived with her mom and brothers. The mother had allowed her to spend time with him, and her family didn't report her missing initially. But then there was absences from school, and then they start to look for her on March 19th. So the following day, the body of Tatum's wife was found in a motel, died of a gunshot wound to the head. He was charged in a warrant with murder, and then they were looking for him in the park, and now this is what's turned up. So they had Amber Alerts all over the place after finding that body, and they have billboards all over the East Coast displaying photos of Relisha and Tatum. Now they found Tatum, and so the mystery continues. And they will ultimately see and try to identify her. They hope they find her sooner rather than later. What a sad, sad ending to a strange, twisted thing that's happened in Kenilworth Park in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.